Well, let's talk to John Brown, head of the sex abuse program at the NSPCC. John, thank you very much for talking to us. Good afternoon. What's your reaction in general to what we've learned today?
Well, they are astonishing figures. I mean, I think they starkly underline how child sexual abuse has infiltrated every level of society, you know, from politics to sport and to show business. So we've got, you know, hundreds of institutions, including schools, children's homes, hospitals, have been the scene of appalling crimes, including, you know, a multitude of victims. So it's shocking figures. We're not entirely unsurprised at the NSPCC because obviously we work closely with the police, we work closely with the Child Exploitation Online Protection Centre, and of course get direct reports from victims ourselves.
I have to ask this question because you are the National Society for the Protection of Cruelty to Children. Why weren't you aware of all of these things before the last few years? I would have expected you to have at least been aware that this was happening in all of these institutions and brought it to public knowledge.
We're aware of some of it, certainly, and over the years have taken steps to ensure that they were thoroughly investigated and reported. But the stark reality is that a great majority, sometimes up to 80 or 90%, research tells us, of sexual abuse goes unreported and undetected. That's the reality. I think what we're seeing from this operation and from other cases is a situation where victims are now, thankfully, finally coming forward and disclosing abuse sometimes that occurred many, many years ago, and that has to be welcomed.
But is there not a feeling within your organisation that in some ways you as an institution have failed yourselves?
I think it's always important to look at back at previous cases and to examine what could have been done differently with the level of awareness and knowledge that took place at that time. And clearly, that if you look back with hindsight, things probably could and should have been done differently. But I think what we need to focus on is the here and the now. Recognise that, in fact, child abuse is, of course, happening in the UK currently. These historic cases are really important, and it's really important that the victims are now coming forward and getting the support that they need, hopefully.
You are right. We do have to concentrate on the here and now, but I think if you don't learn the lessons from the past, you're probably going to repeat them. And I think not just you, but Barnardo's, lots of other children's charities need to look themselves in the mirror and think, why did we not spot the extent of this happening in the past? And until you recognise the almost institutional failures within your sector, I'm not sure that we will get very far.
I think it's really important to do that, and I think we absolutely are doing that and recognising and looking back at old cases, looking back at concerns that previously existed that maybe weren't as thoroughly investigated because the culture at the time, awareness at the time was different. That's really important to recognise that, and of course, obviously, all organisations involved in the protection and safeguarding and welfare of children, you know, need to do that. So that's absolutely critical. But I think we are also, taking lead steps really now in the NSPCC in making sure that through our helplines, through the services that we provide, that victims are getting the voice and cases are now being thoroughly investigated. And I think that's the kind of culture shift that we're seeing and that we're hopefully leading on, encouraging in terms of victims to come forward.
John, thank you very much. That's John Brown, head of sex abuse program at the NSPCC.